In Claude discussions today, a few big tips dominated the conversation for heavy users. One particularly popular pro tip involves manipulating your usage limits by running a cheap routine prompt several hours before you actually start work. This shifts your internal session window, allowing power users to burn through tokens and get a fresh limit reset at more convenient times, like right after lunch. Separately, the community was also having fun with Claude's tendency to deliver overly confident but incorrect takes, often culminating in that classic "Ah, I see the full picture now" moment. On the heavier side of development, users praised Opus for catching sophisticated malware hidden within a repo during a consolidation operation. The main takeaway here wasn't just praising the model's ability, though. It was emphasizing critical security habits. Never let a contractor force push code, and always lock down any configuration file that runs automatically during a build process. Turning to OpenAI discussions, the primary theme was market dominance anxiety. Multiple posts pointed out worrying data suggesting ChatGPT's market share has slipped below the 50% mark for the first time. Experts are attributing this decline not necessarily to weakness in ChatGPT itself, but rather due to intense competition from rivals like Google and Anthropic. Furthermore, some users highlighted that while OpenAI's overall model performance is still top tier, they face increasing pressure both competitively and financially. In the Gemini community sphere, discussion was focused on potential institutional restraint. Several users are speculating that Google might be deliberately holding back its full capabilities, arguing that given their massive internal data stores, the focus remains on high-impact, long-term research goals, like fusion or medicine, rather than immediate consumer model releases. On a technical front, Gemini users reported continued stability issues, with multiple accounts noting increased instances of hallucination and sometimes weird refusal to obey explicit prompts, even when told not to generate images. There was also some discussion around how benchmarks are continually shifting between different versions, making performance comparisons quite complex. Overall, across all subs, the vibe is one of intense competition, suggesting that while each company has impressive capabilities, no single leader has maintained unquestioned market control. Stay tuned for more updates on which model claims the crown next.